Hello, this is Jim Gravelle with WXCY Radio 101.7. And I am here with Kane Fire Chief, Matt Bressler. This is Care for Kane 2026. And the fire department started at what time this morning?
4 a.m.
4 a.m. the fire department came out with a couple of trucks and some hose and spraying down Main Street. I'm impressed every year with how much so many people say, why don't the people just sweep their streets? But the sidewalk actually changes color from that winter filth.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot on there too, this with a buildup all winter long and stuff. And trying to do it with a normal garden hose would be really hard, and it's a lot easier for us. And it's a way for us to give back to the community, so it makes it easy.
And this is the beginning of a wonderful day for Kane, where organizations from all over town and all over the area, people let workers out of work and pay them to come out and work. Many people are just volunteering to be here, but every organization, there are many organizations help, and the Kane Fire Department starts it off at 4 a.m. And so the town of Kane is the pride of the community starts right here.
Oh, for sure. And people just going to work and that, and they see us out here and they remember, oh, today's Care for Kane, and they get involved, and it's a great way to give back to the community. So we really enjoy it, and all of our members enjoy it too. So it's a good way for us to see the public and to get out and get things kicked off.
That's right. And they try to get it all cleaned up as much before the busy hour, which is now starting. And then a lot of these guys are going to leave here and head to work, including you, right?
That's right.
All right, so Jim Gravelle for WXCY Radio 101.7 FM, Care for Kane 2026. And I'm here at the Kane Community Center, and with me I have the mayor, Brandy Shimp.
Good morning, everyone. We are thrilled for yet another amazing turnout for Care for Kane. I know the Care for Kane planning team has been working really, really hard. There's already a lot of buzz in the community center this morning, and we're looking forward to a great day. Lots of projects, lots of volunteers. If you haven't signed up, that's okay. Come on out. We have something for everybody. And I just think it's going to be a really great day. And I think it's important too to just say a little bit of history about Care for Kane. Many of you probably know Melanie Claybaugh. This was kind of her baby a number of years ago, and I think it's awesome to see how it's grown over the years. Something that Mel had this idea to do, she kind of modeled it after the United Way's Day of Giving, and I think it's just grown into something amazing and an awesome tradition for, you know, not just our community, but you know, communities around us that are now trying to model this. So it should be a great day. Come on out and join us, and we hope to see you soon.
We're here at Forest Lawn Cemetery for Care for Kane, and I have five high school students that are helping with the projects, and I see a crew of about that many more over on the other side of the park. And I have Aubrey Mishick here, and she's going to tell us a little about what they're doing.
We're at the cemetery right now, and we're helping clear the grounds. We're picking up sticks. No.
Okay, so everybody ask people to come to Care for Kane.
Come to Care for Kane.
Help clean up your town.
And you're all Kane Wolves?
Yes. Yep.
How about a Let's Go Wolves?
Let's go Wolves!
All right, thanks. Hello, once again, Jim Gravelle with WXCY Radio. And I'm here at the Steve German Memorial Park. We have a group of high school students, and your name is?
Gracie Bell.
Gracie Bell, and you have seven of you here working. What all are you doing?
We're landscaping, and if the rain holds off, we're going to paint the fences.
Terrific. Everybody's working so hard, I just can't believe it. So, again, just another one of the great projects and fun that we're all having in Kane today. And the kids have one last thing to tell you.
Let's go, Wolves!
Hello, this is Jim Gravelle again. I'm here at the Kane Elks Club. And there's a lot of work going on here. Some crews out front. I'm out back with Steve Perry from the class of 76. Steve, what all is going on here at the Elks?
Yeah, Jim. I guess there are quite a few projects going on here. I know outside, out front, they're leveling some of the grass out there. We're going to be planting some grass, doing a little bit of landscaping. And thanks to the generous donation of mulch, we're going to be putting some mulch out front. Probably cleaning the parking lot a little bit, a little bit of painting, and then some exterior work on the outside of the building.
Yep, I saw some flowers getting planted and a pot looked awful nice. Hello again, Jim, now at Evergreen Park, soon to be the home of Art and Wild. Who all's here?
So, this is Maddie Stanish. So, we have a couple people from Art in the Wilds here, sprucing up the park, getting ready for the show at the end of June. We also have UPMC Kane, TC Energy.
And I have Kate Kennedy with me, and so much excitement and so many people.
So many people. Yeah, it just keeps growing. We are so grateful. We have almost 600 volunteers out there today. Projects across at least 24, 25, 26 different locations. And it's just so exciting. And we have sponsors who donated money so we could buy the supplies here in Kane to complete the projects. And we have an awesome committee that's been working for months and months and months to make today come together the way it has. And so I do want to give a special shout out and thank you to them, because it could not have been done without them. So we have Sabrina Depto, Ronnie Swanson, Jesse McGew, and Todd Stanko, and myself. We all work together to plan today, and it takes a lot of time and effort and thought, and they're veterans, and so they just make it smooth and easy, and I'm so grateful for their help.
I'm just so impressed with the organization and how so many people came in at the same time. Big groups of people came in to get their t-shirts and to get signed up and to get their projects, their list of to-dos.
Their list of to-dos, yeah. And the thing that I think is so cool is driving around. So when you are driving through Kane today, you're going to see people all matching in the same shirt. And that is so powerful. It communicates such a message that we're unified and we really do care about our community and want to make sure it's clean and beautiful and a place that we're proud to call home.
That's so true. And I see big loads of mulch all over and people shoveling it into place. And already places are starting to look so much more summery.
Yes, I know. Well, this weather has been so up and down the last couple of weeks. So we're grateful for a day to get out there and do this. But yeah, it really does set us up nicely for the summer season. And it's looking good out there.
It sure is. So it makes you proud to be a person from Kane.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this is a place that, you know, from kids to retired folks, we all are pitching in today, and it does definitely make it, you know, you get that ownership of it. It feels like this is my community. I do want to take care of it. And it is something that we do together and makes a huge difference.
It sure does.